bonds we know we'll always hold on to. I've had my days good and bad, but the best ones that I've had always seem to start and end with you. Yeah, those are the times I know that I won't forget. Like that July 4th, hooked up by the limit, it squeezed me hard and told me you love me. Fireworks flying, taking our breath away. Felt like we were melting together,
up here on the Good Day Show. It's 8 past the hour. Doug is making his way back over to the little broadcast booth on the farm. Roberta Fasanelli joins us. And if you make your way over to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com.
What are you doing at DougStefan.com?
You can check out today's daily poll.
Really?
You know what it is?
I do know what it is. Matter of fact, it has to do with how much is that doggy in the window?
Harf, harf.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yoga dogs.
Oh, wow. Let me see that.
Yeah, nice going, Richie.
No,
where's Roberta?
I'm here.
Roberta, the Queen of Cheap, is here today. Deals from Amazon, Kohl's, Target. That'll be in the next half hour. We get started in this hour by taking a trip to one of our, I don't know, for some people it's a favorite trip because there's big business being done over there. Let's get to China, Roberta, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to have a visit from Pierre. But first, we have to tell the story of this Chinese doctor who's looking for a cure. A lot of doctors are looking for a lot of cures. And this doctor says, and by the way, the reason we need a cure for this is that it's a real problem. People are very bad drivers in China. So this doctor has an unusual approach for making the road safer. Treat bad driving like a disease you can diagnose before the driver gets near a car.
I like
His name is Dr. Jin Zhengyang. He spent nearly three decades trying to figure out why some drivers seem more accident-prone than others.
Maybe because they're bad drivers?
He has translated his research into a lucrative business selling his road safety program to Chinese cities and towns. At least one city using his methods reports a decline in traffic deaths. There is one person killed in traffic every 5 minutes in China. Every day, all day. This guy has studied the records of thousands of Chinese bus drivers, van drivers, cab drivers, put a lot of people through neurological tests to examine the blood samples, and he's been trying to find gene markers that will indicate through genetics whether you're a bad driver. Cars can be fitted with the highest levels of equipment, safety belts, airbags, and so on. Roads can be... What is that? What is all that cacophony in the background, Richie?
I think that would be Eric.
All right.
I like Chinese.
All right, anyway. So this doctor tries to target the root cause of crashes by identifying the physical or psychological traits of poor drivers, such as risk-taking or poor response time under stress, and keep those drivers off, those people off the road until they get adequate training. This is sort of interesting. The cost of traffic casualties is so high that accident-prone people should be barred from driving commercially. They don't have insurance over there the way we do here. They just pretty much, you drive, you wreck your car, you're on your own, park it and leave it, or, you know, you're, but you don't, if you run into somebody there, there's no, in the Chinese legal system, there's no recourse, at least at the moment, for taking care of these sorts of things. They want to solve the problem on their roads. Mm-hmm. Traffic accidents are the leading cause of death for Chinese people from the age of 15 to 44. So, and by the way, since they've been impacted by Western corruption, the number of people killed on the roads have multiplied by 10 in the last 10 years. So 10 times more people getting killed on the roads since they've become economically solvent. since they become flush with cash, since they got people driving. We all know how bad young drivers are over here. You don't have to have, there's no age. You can get a license if you're 11 in China to drive a car.
Really?
Yeah, you can get a license anyway.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. The next thing, bring Sean over there. He'll be driving a car.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right on, brother.
Looks like in 2009 we had 33,000 automobile-related deaths.
Yeah.
Which is the lowest in this country since 1950.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Much better.
I don't know how that translates to every 5 minutes.
I'm talking about China. I'm not talking about the United States.
No. I know. I was trying to get a comparison.
Oh, okay. Well, good work, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm here to help.
You are. I know that. Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli. Nice to have you back, Roberta.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Doug.
Are you back for more than a day?
Yes.
You are. Perfect, then.
Are you back for more than a week?
Yes.
Are you back for more than 2 weeks?
Summertime.
Possibly.
Not sure. Okay, so from China, we go to France, and our friend Pierre is going to comment on some of the French train robberies that have taken place lately.
Mm.
Before we do that, though, Pierre...
What are they stealing, croissants?
Listen, the story is yet to be told, Roberta. Meanwhile, I have another story for you. This is about a cure. You hear us talk a lot about prevention, and you hear us a lot of the conversations we have when we're passing things along that are helpful. We are interested in curing. So you may have a problem, and we want you to cure it. We want to help you cure it. You may not have a problem. We want you to prevent it. In this circumstance, AlloCure is to gently, organically help you take care of things that may be in your system that are not appropriate. And by the way, AlloCure is good. This is one of those rare things that you can use both internally and externally. Remember, you see on a cream or something, not for internal use.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ingest this, go see your doctor right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll, That's not the case. Sure, the guy that's buying time for this is going to love my approach. But it's true. I've been around aloe. I think aloe is one of the...
We all remember aloe when we were kids. Your grandmother would cut the plant off.
I still have it. I keep it as medicinal. Right. I have them in my house.
Well, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's great stuff.
An aloe cure is pure aloe juice, organically grown, produced to deliver a dietary supplement that can keep your system smooth. If you have an upset, we all have this. I have it now, as a matter of fact. So I'm just going to have a little cup of AlloCure. This is amazing stuff. It is everything that you've heard about it. And by the way, this time of year when your skin is showing the signs of too much sun, rub some AlloCure on your skin and see how your skin reacts to it. I'm telling you, this stuff is amazing.
It really is.
So, may I help you by sending you to the folks who produce AlloCure, and you can try this puppy out for yourself.
Puppy?
Research. Yeah, AlloCure. These people have been testing this for years and years and years in a government-certified laboratory. I would like you to try this product. I think you'll be glad that you did. Best way to do it is to call the factory direct. They'll ship this stuff to you, and it'll be when it comes to you. I have this to the bottles. I think they came to me in ice, as a matter of fact. Call 855-879-2873 to order it directly from the manufacturer. Aloe vera taken internally may help you lower and control blood sugar levels. Diabetics are taking this thing and seeing astoundingly good results. Okay? So, cure the problems internally and externally, excuse me, with this all-natural substance. I'm going to try this for allergies. See if I can get rid of my allergy stuff. Yeah, this is beyond wonderful, this stuff. 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855, a toll-free number, 855-879-2873. If Roberta's taking it, you know it's good for her because she checks this stuff out all the time. AlloCure, 855-879-2873.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if you'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is GEICO.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing
French.
Varies in select French. Locations.
French time. Pierre has joined us. This is a...
what does it mean?
Well, when I saw this, I thought to myself, this is like the American Wild West, like a movie, in fact. Masked men are robbing freight trains in southern France. They blocked the tracks with shopping carts and metal beams. This was on the northern outskirts of the city of Marseille. Passenger train crashed into the blockade, and then the train had to stop, and then the locomotive with a cargo train behind it stopped as well. Apparently, train robberies are pretty rare over in France. A police union official said, "This is very unusual," and I wonder, Pierre, if you know anything more about these sort of modern-day stagecoach-type attacks.
This is crazy.
How is it crazy?
Because we have the bullet train.
Uh-huh.
You know the bullet train, see? Bullet train driving 200 miles an hour.
Yes, right.
How is that job? You cannot go through the blockade.
Well, it did go through the blockade, but it stopped when it went through.
Why did it stop? At 200 miles an hour, I'm going to blow through your little blockade and laugh at you. You're so stupid.
You're going to laugh at us? Maybe. Roberta, you and I might want to take a turn at laughing at him. Anyway, the railway union...
Did the robbers ride up on horses? And
actually, apparently they did. They did ride up on horses. The railway authority has not invested enough in security, but they don't quite know how to counter because they don't have any horses to chase the bad guys who came to the train on horses.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
The automobile. I run your horse over with my truck.
Very creative, thank you.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I still run for the police department.
Nice job. All right. Roberta.
Yes, dear.
Are you glad you're back? The team of University of California researchers tracking 36 office workers, discovering that they have devoted an average of 11 minutes to a project before the attention was diverted to another task. In other words, the average person who's assigned a task by his boss works on it for 11 minutes and then runs out of interest and is looking for something else to do.
Really?
Yeah. And they waste 25 minutes looking for a new task. How do you like them apples? I mean, do you understand? I'll repeat this in a few minutes.
Yeah, so say that again.
Yeah, I won't now, though, because it's 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, David Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song.
I want to get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon.
Let me see here. I think it's Elton John. Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Stephan's Good Day.
How to dance, Roberta?
Want to dance, Doug?
Get your morning movement, Andrea Metcalf.
I don't think I've ever danced with you.
No, I don't think you have either.
I don't think so.
We've held hands, but we've not.
Yes, we've never danced.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah. To whom are you referring, Roberto or me?
I'm going to talk to Roberto on this one.
Are you really? Okay.
I'm actually a very good dancer.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's no doubt.
All right.
Can you dance, Rich?
It depends on who you ask.
And fire.
If I'm dancing gringo style, yeah. Uh-huh. With the wife doing the salsa merengue, not so much.
Ah.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
Pull it off.
Yeah. We have a song which was number one during this week in 1979, the end of the disco era. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Boogie Woogie Wonderland there. I can just, you can't sit still with this. This is one of the most creative groups, I think, that came out of that era.
Right? Yeah, amazingly talented.
Yeah, very good stuff. Still around, some of the members, they do their...
Yeah, I saw them at Jazz Fest last year. Not this past year, but the year before.
Rich McFadden on the air with Doug Stephan and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer is off today, 25 and change after the hour. A distraction study. University of California researchers trying to figure out what's going on in American business. So they studied workers. They studied... workers in factories and offices, mm-hmm. mostly, though, I think, offices. They went to 36 offices in Los Angeles, and they discovered that the average worker, the average office worker, this reminds me of the show Office, spent an average of 11 minutes on a project before their attention was diverted. Now, this doesn't conclude as to whether the boss distracted you with something else. People who work for me would tell you that I set them on a course and then I come back again and either want to know why they aren't finished or, here, let's do this instead.
You think?
Not great management style, but it just follows follows the bouncing ball. Anyway, so the average worker in an office in California, anyway, spends 11 minutes on a project and then his or her attention is diverted.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
And then it takes about 25 minutes for you to get back on to the original task. So how much are we wasting in terms of productivity?
Really need to get something done,
yeah.
I shut off the internet.
Yeah.
And like recently, a thing that takes up a lot of my time is video editing projects.
It's the internet, it's pagers, Richie, it's email, it's all that stuff.
I turn the phone off.
I turn the internet browser off so that Facebook and email are closed.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and stare at the computer. And I get a good hour to an hour and a half in with my headphones on, not distracted, nobody bother me. Yeah. And that's what it takes. You have to shut it all off.
Yeah.
You have to. And you have to force yourself to do that. It's amazing what it takes to consciously say, I'm turning you off for 2 hours.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a real effort.
Don't do that with DougStefan.com, because today we have an amazing video. An autistic artist takes a helicopter ride around Rome, spends the next 3 days drawing the entire city from memory. It is astounding.
It's amazing.
Astounding.
Window for window, door for door. The Colosseum is
perfect. After seeing it once.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Amazing.
Speaking of amazing, it's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon announced that it would begin offering e-textbook rentals for the Kindle. Students can rent the e-textbooks from 30 to 360 days and save up to 80% on specific titles. The e-textbooks can be viewed on the Kindle and any device that lets you download the Kindle app. In other news, Time Warner launched live broadcasts of CNN and its affiliate channel, HLN, online and on iOS devices. If you're a cable television subscriber to Comcast, Dish Network, or Verizon, you can log in to watch CNN simulcast. Time Warner is continuing to work with other cable providers to make the offering more widespread. And finally, according to a report by Boy Genius Report, Apple will be offering a lower-priced iPhone later this year. Apple's low-cost phone will most likely be a contract-free $350 iPhone 3GS. The new pricing would finally give Apple low, mid, and high-priced smartphones. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Responsibility here on the Good Day program to give you a reason to hang around with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie and me and others who join us who are very helpful. One of the things that we take pride in is presenting information you can't find anything else. Sort of corrugated, but maybe that, well, you know what corrugation is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that
it's cardboard.
It's corrugated roofing and corrugated cardboard. It's putting pieces together to make it stronger. That's what corrugation is. It's a way of manufacturing something of substance.
It's the wavy.
That is held together, right, by this strength, this technique. So Roberta works hard to come up with all these things. She scours thousands of various applications to come up with the big deals. The Queen of Cheap is here with her
She's
deals.
The Queen of Cheap.
Big
the
deals.
The Diva of Dumpster Dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hi, Roberta.
Okay, here we go. From Amazon, 5 classic children's books, e-books, and they're free. And although they say they're for Kindle, don't forget you can put these e-books on your PC, your iPod, your iPad, your Android, your smartphone, whatever. Virtually, if you can read something on it, you can put e-books on it.
Yeah, they have iPhone has an app for Kindle.
Right, same
Kindle
thing.
App.
And yeah. I have an Android, and it has an app for Kindle, and it works absolutely beautifully.
I have it right here.
And these 5 children's books you can get are these classics, Little Red Riding Hood, Tom Thumb, Tom Thumb's Travels, Cinderella, and Hansel and Gretel. This is great if you're going on a trip. I mean, who wants to lug all these books around? So this is fantastic. And I just heard that apparently they're going to be offering also e-books for textbooks for kids very soon, or if they don't have it already, which is absolutely brilliant.
You know, the one thing I've noticed about a lot of these classic children's stories, though, some of them can get pretty gruesome.
Oh, they are. Yeah, Grimm's Fairy Tales, some of them. They are grim.
We got that. Somebody gave us the book from Sean, like just gave us a bunch of books, and there was one in there. And I was like, they're gruesome. And I was just like, you know what? Maybe
well,
not.
Well, think about Hansel and Gretel, a witch who kidnaps kids, puts them in a cage, fattens them up in order to stick them in an oven and eat them. Like, hello? Scary stuff. Okay, also at Amazon, they've got an Amazon deal site called My Habit, and there's still time to get a free $25 credit and free shipping. All you got to do is go there, sign up, and the promo code is SUMMER25. You get free $25. Also, Kohl's is offering a free $5 coupon. They'll email it to you, and we have all the details on DougStephan.com. Just go take a look. Target giving away free samples of Huggy Snug and dry diapers. Kind of makes me a little question things a bit.
Huh?
Like
what?
Huggies, snug and dry, as opposed to what? Huggies, loose and wet diapers?
Yes, exactly.
That's what happens after you've used them. They were warm and dry and tight once, and then they got wet and loose.
It's just one of those advertising names that I wonder about. They're like, if you buy a diaper, you expect that it's going to be dry, right?
But so they why always, do you have but to they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Dry.
Okay. And if you got a kid who loves Disney, you can get a free autographed picture of your favorite character. All you got to do is write a letter to the fan mail department there, and we have that address for you. It's a great thing for kids and free, and I love free, and it's my middle name.
Free!
Free is my middle
Roberta
name!
Roberta Free Fascinelli.
And all these things are on DougStefan.com
For
website.
Most women, that doesn't work out too well, but for you, it seems to work.
Yeah. What do you mean it doesn't work out too well?
Free. Free, cheap, and easy.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite word is sale. Sale is more of a challenge. Free is too easy. You can get free stuff really easily.
22. Yeah, about 23 for the hour.
Can I have a 30-second outrage, please?
Good day, program. You're going to be outraged. What are you outraged about?
The morning shows are tracking Casey Anthony's flight records to try and see where she went.
Puerto Rico.
They're saying California.
Why do you say Puerto Rico?
Casey in California.
Okay.
You know what?
Right.
Leave it alone, please.
Yeah.
I don't care. Let her go. Let her get lost in obscurity and leave me alone. I don't need you to tell me where she is every single second of her life.
Well, but just don't you turn it off. If you weren't watching it, nobody would cover it.
It's ridiculous.
Yep, it sure ridiculous. Is. I'm in the same place with that as I was before it all started. It's over.
Yeah, it was interesting for a few days when the verdict came out.
Yeah.
Now we're going
to
follow her around and tell us every single move.
Oh, of course, but that's what the news media does. They are your enemy. The news media is your enemy. Yesterday, I was talking about family radio, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the gentleman, and I say that loosely, who was responsible for the end of the world predictions that didn't come true?
Yeah.
I'm now trying to remember what his name is. He's 87 years old or something.
Colonel Crackpot.
No, Camping. Harold Camping.
Yeah, right. Close.
Thank you. Very good, Richie. All right, so now we find out, I'm finding out. I don't know whether you knew this or not before. This guy owns radio stations all over the place. All over the...
He owns the radio stations?
Yeah. And he airs us on many of them.
He does?
That's funny.
No, I don't think he does. But there is a station licensed to the Philadelphia Camden market that is being sold for tens of millions of dollars. Going to swap with WIP. CBS is going to take the FM station, give this guy WIP, which is a great Philadelphia set of call letters at 610. So now somebody did some investigating, find that this guy has a loan of $54 million that's due in September. And the reason that they're selling these radio stations, they have radio stations in Washington, Richie, Baltimore, Annapolis.
Got me surrounded.
Yeah, this guy has bought radio. He bought radio stations when they could be bought for nothing, held on to them for all these years. And then apparently had to borrow $54 million against them to do who knows what.
To advertise the end of the world.
Well, but what is it? You are right when you refer to him as a crackpot. But one wonders how they start. These people start by asking these. I know there are three or four of these people that I've followed through my own radio career who started about the same time. I wish I'd have been smart enough to figure this out. I could have gone down the same path and become a kajillionaire. Three or four people who started at the same time I do, who have the same methodology, went on the air preaching, this is God's message of love, and this is God's message of saving you, and God loves you, and yada, yada. And to keep this ministry on the air, send your checks for $10 to, Weasel Press, wherever it is. So now, I can tell you, the reason I'm sort of dumbfounded is because this guy came out of nowhere. I never heard of this guy before this year. But I will tell you there are two or three others who did exactly the same thing this guy did. They'd get a couple $100,000 and they'd buy a radio station with it. And that's how they kept their ministry on the air. Meanwhile, they're programming it and making money and having a swell old time with a 501c3. No, there's no profit. They don't have to declare a profit, so they can take as much, they can pay their employees as much as they want to. So let's say the station may be throwing off $100,000 a month. You pay yourself $100,000, and that's an expense, and you call a radio station a 501c3. It's brilliant, actually. Why didn't we think of this? I could have asked Roberta, you and I could have gone on the air as the Reverend and Mrs. Facinoli. The Reverend Facinoli and his lady Roberta. And we could have preached the gospel. We could have told people what was going to happen in the next life.
And be a gajillionaire now.
And we could have bought radio stations all over the place. Now, this guy's selling him to pay off one of his debts, but he's still going to have hundreds of millions of dollars left over. I'm looking at some of these call letters and where the radio signals are, Richie. There's one in the New York market at 94.7 WFME. Can you realize?
That's not worth much, is it?
How much is a stick, an FM stick in New York City?
94.7
94.7.
It's a great place on the dial.
Yeah, right out of the, it's in the zone's usually up to about 93, 92 for non-coms. So he's right at the bottom there. He's got stations. Look how I'm counting all of these damn stations all over the Delaware River Valley. He's got frequencies every place. It's really pretty amazing. Hundreds of millions of dollars that he got from asking people for nickels, dimes, and quarters. That's how it all got started.
You know,
truly amazing.
You watch some of these people who get followings for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are able to raise money using the internet or before the internet radio.
Yeah.
Just by being focused on one message, whatever that message is.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be religion.
Yeah.
It could be computers.
Yeah.
It could be helping the homeless, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they are able to focus and laser target their message.
Yep.
And just get people
repeating it over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
There's another company called Educational Media Foundation. It's the same kind of a deal. It's anything with a name like that, 501c3, they buy these radio licenses, and they get money, and they pay themselves so they don't have to, as legitimate expenses, pay them whatever they want. General manager, $800,000 a year, why not?
But what, aren't we educational? Don't we provide people with wonderful things to help them in their lives?
That's right.
And live better and think better and feel better?
Yep.
That's educational, isn't it?
Yep.
So?
Send your checks to...
There you go.
Stefan Multimedia. Richie will give you the... why can't we just wire the money in? Never mind checks.
Sure.
And we're
go
also spiritual.
Go and move your bank account number out.
Right.
We're spiritual, too. We're spiritual and educational.
We are,
people
Roberta.
People on like Yuri.
Hallelujah.
People on like...
Michael McMaster.
That's right.
Yeah.
These are all spiritual.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I mean, just because we don't necessarily, you know, subscribe to a particular deity doesn't mean that we're not spiritual.
Well, I subscribe to a particular deity.
Yeah, which one?
The only one, but God.
Well, that's but I'm saying I'm saying a named deity.
Oh.
You know, Buddha, Jesus, whatever.
Well, Jesus isn't
Muhammad.
A deity. He's the son of the... Deity refers to the infinite intelligence, to the upwardly mobile person in the sky.
Upwardly mobile.
All right. So.
The big man in the big chair.
That's it. The big man in the big chair. It's a little bit of television news that I have. Actually, it's pretty interesting news about Charlie Sheen in a matter of moments here. First, though, Richie, you have all those testimonials. We have found some people who have had such great luck with Salon Pause. And so as a special offer to you folks, there's a free sample. You've heard me talking about that, yep. Dr. Ken talking about it. The reason we want you to use it, we want you to find this free sample is so you'll experience the same thing that folks who have called our special Stefan Sound Off line have told us is happening to them after they use Salon Pause.
This is Jeff from Chicago. I was recovering from a broken ankle and was finding that after being on my feet all day long that it was in great pain by the time I got home. But I started to use a Salon Pause patch twice a day, once in the morning and once at the end of the day, and I found that it helped me get through the day, relieving the pain almost instantaneously. It's a great product.
As a special offer to the listeners at the Doug Stefan Good Day program, get a free sample of Salon Pause and a valuable coupon by going to DougStefan.com and click on the Salon Pause button. All you have to do, it's recommended by doctors. Our Dr. Ken thinks this is the greatest thing he has in his office, gives it to people. If you don't take pills well, and most of us don't, then Salon Pause helps to fight pain for 12 hours of relief. Long-lasting relief. You get a free sample by going to DougStefan.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
New research shows that brain injury may more than double the risk of dementia in older veterans. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Two other studies show that some athletes who have suffered concussions are at higher risk for mild cognitive impairment that may lead to Alzheimer's. The findings were released this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Dr. Bill Thies, Chief Medical and Scientific Officer at the Alzheimer's Association, says the research also offers useful information for controlling risk.
These new findings are important because head injury is very common. Head injuries in combat and sports may be hard to avoid, but we all can reduce the risk of brain injury or maybe our risk of Alzheimer's disease by wearing helmets, using seatbelts, and by fall-proofing our homes. Taking steps to live a brain-healthy lifestyle will always be important, even as researchers work to discover better methods for early detection and more effective treatments.
For more information on Alzheimer's, visit the Alzheimer's Association at ALZ.org.
Yeah. It's something I've been talking about for how long? The Alzheimer's focus. Yep. Very important stuff. Okay. From the world of television, Charlie Sheen moving toward a new sitcom. The story at DougStephan.com. The internet buzzing about this as well. A few details are being leaked. Doesn't seem to be... And many of the what other actors are involved in the TV show, at least at this point in time, there's no writer, no network has expressed any interest in it. Other than that, it sounds swell, doesn't it? New TV show.
Perfect.
For Charlie Sheen. The ladies on The View were talking about the breakup of Mark Antony and Jennifer Lopez.
What a surprise that was, huh?
No, that's not a surprise.
Oh, I was surprised.
He's short and ugly. She's hot. Yeah.
But when you saw them dancing on American Idol when they did that number...
Yeah.
It was, like, really hot between them. You didn't know, unless they're just really good at faking it.
All right, let's listen to them yak about this for a minute.
Let's talk about the big celebrity breakup people were surprised about, and that was, Mark Antony and J-Lo announced that after 7 years of marriage, they're calling it quits. And you were really taken aback.
I feel like all of you do. I was shocked. I had no, you know, maybe.
A celebrity marriage breaking up, how shocking.
No. Marriage, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a precious thing. But I just thought, after watching American Idol, the performance that they did together where J-Lo was like shaking in front of him, and then they had this kiss, and I guess I just, I don't know, I thought I really liked it.
I got a prediction.
What's my prediction?
Yeah.
What?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck will be divorced in the next year.
Stop it.
Why do you think that?
It's because, wishful thinking.
No, it's wishful thinking. I just think that these sorts of things happen to even she doesn't suspect what's going on. Yeah, I'm just saying it's one of those things. Why do you find that amusing, Richard?
So you think her husband's ready to dump her and she's too naive to really know about it?
I'm just suggesting I'm not going to make any comment other than I'm betting Elizabeth will be divorced in the next year from her husband.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you are. You're the guy thoughts your things.
Yeah, right, there you go.
You put that thought out there and then the thing happens and it's all your fault.
51 after on Good Day.
Jerk.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with one of our regular visits from Michael McMaster. Michael McMaster is here. He, if you've not heard him before or heard of him, has been in his career focused on helping people become wealthier, find the happiness in their life that they're. We're all entitled to this, and it seems to be something we all. I was talking to somebody last night, Michael, about happiness and. And this woman says, you know what? I would be happiest if I had a friend, one friend, and I didn't have that, a male friend that I didn't have to worry about having sex with.
And huh?
Yeah. Just a male friend without sex. Is that, even achievable?
Sorry, what did I miss here?
All right.
Well.
But, go ahead, Michael.
No, I mean, she could be a friend to herself. You know, a lot of people, they have no idea what actual happiness is or what even joy is. And I've come across people who don't even know how to experience those emotions anymore. It's been so long since they've felt that.
Yeah, right.
And they look for things that are outside of them, you know, to try to bring that to them. But, you know, happiness and joy, you can create at any moment in your life, anywhere you are, you can create those emotions yourself.
How?
You don't actually need something outside.
So this is possible. Thing. What she wants is possible to find. You can have a relationship and a good, friendly, happy relationship with somebody of the opposite sex and not have it lead to sex.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you can create that kind of bond with somebody. There are things that you can find within people, you know, where it's not a romantic relationship that can bring you happiness as well.
See, I'm having a hard time. Well, I'm just, in this particular instance, I'm having a hard time with that because she knows that I'm romantically interested in her. And I know that she's, sometimes people play games and have their fun. But I think sometimes, other times, people don't know how to get out of their own box. And that creates a conundrum when you think, I can't do this. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to deal with this anymore. So you go to something that is less taxing. But it is not full of joy, and there is no happiness really in it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So
you can create, like this person that you're talking about. Sometimes you have to let people play through their games to get to the point that they realize they don't have to do that anymore.
Uh-huh. Why do people play games? What happens with people? Roberta, you ever play games?
No, and no. That's what I find most of my friends love me for. I mean, I can be very blunt, but what you see is what you get. I don't play games.
Richie, you don't play games.
I don't play games, and I like people that, one of the things, people have a hard time dealing with you a lot of times, Doug. they do, because you're just like, bam, and like Roberta, just bam, right over the head.
Right.
And I've worked with a lot of people, and I like direct people because I always know where they're coming from.
I use a rubber hammer, though, Richie. I don't use a metal hammer. I use a rubber hammer.
It depends on the day.
Better.
Well, people play games because of fear. They're afraid of actually, whoever the person is, seeing them for what they actually are. They do it because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, you're able to see through it.
So how do you recommend, you have all these CDs and you've been lecturing for years on these very things, happiness, and it's so basic, it's so bottom line, it's so obvious, and yet it's so hard to achieve, or at least one would think that.
It's simple to achieve. You just write down a list of simple things that make you happy, and you focus on them. And I mean really simple. Even if it's doing something like eating chocolate, if that makes you happy, you do simple things that make you happy so that you can recreate that emotion inside of you so you can experience again.
Farming makes me happy.
Then that's what you do. It doesn't matter what it is.
It also makes me broke, though. It makes me happy.
Okay, you got to start focusing on money. On Friday, I have a great, I call it like idea that people can do to actually attract money into their life. But just focus on making money, like see it in your mind, and practice feeling happy, and you have one of the greatest secrets to life.
It is.
If you're going to be alive, you may as well enjoy it. And there are things out there that can help you do that.
Why not? Please. Okay, so in the CDs, there's simple wealth, simple miracles, simple happiness, all of those things. If you're looking for the right mindset, go to Michael-McMasters. It's Michael-McMasters.com, correct?
Yeah. Michael-McMasters.com. And those things work. They're well proven.
Yeah, and there's also a way, Michael, to teach you how to make $1 million in 100 days. There's a good way.
I'll talk about that on Friday. Hey, you can do that.
Michael-McMasters.com. Michael, always good to have your uplifting message here with us on Good Day. 59 past the hour.